We got a little bored in lockdown, so me and Bob got drunk on Facebook Live. The following is a podcast of the live show. As well as making Let's Drink, we also made another podcast called Let's Chat with a Dyslexic. Me, a dyslexic, has an honest conversation with my best mate Adam. Head to formalshark.co.uk or find us on your favourite podcast app. But back to Let's Drink, and this episode contains strong language and adult humour. Hello and welcome back, people out there in the internet and things.
You're a little very confused there, Phil.
Yeah, well, it was the conversation we had just before we went on air. Adam said, make sure you look at... Bob said, make sure you look at the right screen. And then I found myself looking at the other screen.
See, this is why you shouldn't be allowed more than one screen.
Yeah, I almost need another screen. Anyway, it's really bad, this lockdown scenario where I can't have somebody like making sure that I'm perfect.
Doing what you should be doing. There's nobody behind the screen going, look at that one, man.
Yeah, there's nobody polishing the turd.
Yeah.
So I'm having to polish it myself.
How have you been in the past couple of weeks, anyway?
I'm still alive.
That's good. Is Ben still alive? Your cat?
Yes, he brought us a present this morning.
Oh, that's nice. What did he bring? Some chocolates?
No, unfortunately not. He brought us a mouse.
Oh. Was it dead or alive?
It was dead. It was proper like that.
Not very
so
good.
I nearly stood on it.
You nearly stood on it?
Yeah.
Because you just weren't expecting it, or was it hidden somewhere?
I wasn't expecting it. It was just on the way for... the morning wee-wee.
The morning wee-wee.
Yes.
Do you not want to use the word peesh?
Peesh.
The morning peesh.
The normal. Yeah, so I decided I would clean that up quite quickly.
Yeah. So, what we're doing this week?
So this week, yes, I should have really done a proper intro, but I got distracted at the moment. This week we have concentrated on what we're doing is all... beers that you can get in the supermarket and ones you can get from Tesco. So they're all Tesco's orders. The idea being is when we put this back up, you'll be able to get them still to make sure we're not talking shite. The supermarkets have got a fantastic range in now. It just seems to be getting better and better and better. And the latest range of Tesco's is, for that really, in my opinion, good because there's, you know, we're doing two shows in a row and... it's not our criticism of supermarkets, it was IPA, 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 but there's some fantastic, I think some quite good beers in the supermarket now, and we're going to drink some of them. We've probably tried most of them before. I think I have. I think it'll be a couple you might not have.
Yeah, there's a few here that I've not tried before. And I've, as you say, I've noticed Tesco's, Morrison's, Sainsbury's, their beer selection has become a lot broader than it used to be. And that craft beer section that used to be like, boom, that's 3-4 cans of BrewDogs now become, you know, a good shelf and a handful of shelves down. And you can get some quite good variety. So hopefully this week we've got a bit of that. And
yeah. Should we do what we do? Should we do what we do best? We'll play our little ditty and then we'll go on to beer number one.
Yeah.
So, beer number one is New World by Northern Monk. I will...
I've got that right. The show notes are correct this week.
Yeah.
So, it's a bit bright because it's summer. It is Northern Monk New World in a 330ml can. It is 6.2% alcohol by volume.
I love that I can put you on a big screen and fuck up doing the pouring.
Whereas if I fuck it up, people see.
Yeah. I'm also trying to... oh, shit, I've given myself a big measure here.
Yeah, because you forgot you were drinking lots of beer.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I'm completely off kilter here. I meant to sniff it first, aren't I?
I can... it could be coronavirus... or I can't get a lot of smell from this.
No, I was thinking the same. You're getting some tropicalness from it, but not great.
Like, I can get a tiny bit of hop and a bit of malt, but not a lot.
Now, this is like what I'd now call like a classic IPA.
Yeah.
You know, it's up there with, you know, your punk. So if you like, because obviously the big one of supermarket thing is punk IPA. This is probably very similar in.
So I think this is actually slightly maltier. Yeah. And a different bitterness. Whereas punk's a little bit tropical and got that kind of light hop. This is definitely a heavier, bitterer hop. But that maltiness comes in with it. And it works really quite well.
But
the colour of it kind of shows that a little. I think it doesn't look as yellow as what we see in some of the newer IPAs. It's definitely a wee bit biscuitier colour, bit more golden.
Yeah, it's just an absolute, you know, just classic, really, I think, is in taste and everything. Did you say the price of it? It's only £1.
Is it £1.80?
£1.80.
Pretty good. That's actually really good.
Morrison's do 4 packs of it. And this is one of the things about for me, supermarkets. There's a lot of, like, in the nerdy beer world that you shouldn't buy, you know, you should support your independent shop. And I definitely believe you should support your independent shop. But the problem with that is it prices a load of people out of beer.
I think that, but there's a difference. I think the shops have got a place where you can go and you can discover new things and a significant variety. They're a niche, like any niche shop. You know, you don't go to the supermarket to buy that particular model aircraft or model train you want. You go to the model shop for that. But you know the supermarket can provide the generic.
Yeah.
And I definitely think this is a really good standard of IPA. I think it is on that, what we would say, more old school, maybe a little generic on it, but it's a good gateway from other beers. So if you're perusing some of the more real ales, I think this is a good one to start to step into, to then be like, actually, I really like these weird craft beers, and find that specialist shop that does those beers.
Well, I think that's it. You've got to think that the supermarket are fantastic at making good beer available to lots of people. And the way I would say that my sort of buying habits is that I buy a lot of them from specialist shops, but eventually the price just means that because of being lower on the income scale, means that I then have to go to the supermarket. But I'm still spending a hell of a chunk of my wage in these shops.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is, isn't it? Is this, the supermarkets are good for that bulk stuff you can get, and your smaller shops are for the treats, for the real magic and slightly more upmarket.
Unless somebody would like to give me more money, and I would quite happily always shop at a nice little independent bottle shop. But till that point, while I'm still a working class hero going out to work.
I don't think anybody would call you a hero.
I'm a hero.
Working class, but not a hero. Maybe wanker. But no, I think it's a very nice beer. It's quite easy to drink. I think I've had this before, but not realised I've had it. I don't think I've ever consciously picked it up.
It's one of my staples of buying beers, because I know it's Northern Monk, so it's, again, you know, it's going to be a good to do a lot of decent beers.
And it's, you know what, it's nice to see them in the supermarket as well, because BrewDog's been in the supermarket for a while, and I know more of these craft beers are trying to get in there. We drank Northern Monk, and we've drank quite a lot of theirs, and it's nice to see the fact that they've got to the point that they can.
But they've been in Morrison's and stuff for quite a few years now. I read quite an interesting article from them, and they were sort of saying that people were going on about, oh, no, your beers will never be as good, and you're not able to do all your wild, wacky beers and things like that. And basically what they turned around and said was, one, because of the bulk order, we can actually put more hops in the beers that's going to the supermarkets. It means we'll have a stable revenue feed, so then we can then do more risky beers, because if it doesn't work out, we've still got that backup.
Yeah.
So I think that's quite good.
Yeah, I think that's quite an interesting stance on it as well. You know, it's not an actual sellout, it's moving to the point where you can do more interesting things without losing what you are.
Yeah, I think my whole thing has always just been every business is different, every brewery is different, it's different strokes for different folks. And
I mean, that sounds like a sexual thing, different strokes for different folk.
Well, it can be. Everybody's got their own little fetish, everybody does their own little thing, everybody's got their own safe word.
With a wire brush and with the left hand.
I bet you've got a safe word that you like to use.
I might do. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell the rest of the world.
Oh, there's a little smirk. There's a little joke with it there somewhere. So what we'll do is we'll play our little ditty and we'll get back for the next beer. Two, beer number two. Everybody likes a number two beer.
I mean, I like a good number two after a beer. Beer poops the best way forwards. It's really, weird me not knowing when the ditty starts or stops, and I've got to deal with you doing the cue, and then you just come out with beer number two, and I'm like, is it the stream on? Are you being stupid? Or are you just...
It's like, on! You just... Gan with the flow, start.
Gan with the flow.
Try and working out all the information off this bottle because it took me ages.
So if the show notes are correct, this is St. Louis Premium. Whatever. I kind of pronounce that.
Neither can I, I'm dyslexic. But it's a lambic, isn't it?
It's a lambic beer. It is a 375ml bottle or 375 cl, and it's 4.5%. I like how you've put IBU on these show notes and it just says unknown.
Well, it means that the brewery hasn't told us what they are. If they tell us what they are, if I can find the information, it's
you, you can't taste the IBU just from
through the bottle.
First sip.
Just through the bottle.
Oh man, I didn't freshen my glass. DNA.
You're on big screen now, so basically what we've got is you fannying on.
Well, that's because you shot us into beer number two and the ditty's not long enough. Similar colour to the previous. Yeah. It's a Belgian ale, if people hadn't guessed.
Yeah, so it's alambic, so this is going to be it's wild fermented sort of beers. I think it's just really exciting that in a supermarket, we're getting this sort of beer at the price point of £3. Really just certainly give us a little bit of a beer horn.
Yeah.
No.
So you can really smell that very live kind of sour smell.
Yeah, you're getting like, I always think it smells tartness. Like it smells like a sweet, you know, like a proper ket sort of sweet.
You can't use the word ket. People from everywhere else don't understand that ket means sweet.
Well, if you think it means ketamine. You type it into the... Oh, hey, different thing. I'm going to say, if you didn't know what it meant, you type it into Google. Like, I have to do...
And you just put the word ket into Google and then just get a load of ketamine and horse tranq.
Northern twats. What does northern twats ket mean?
I think it's very, very specific northern as well. Yeah. I found people further north than us that don't know what it means.
Sweet, very sweet, sugary.
Nearly like a fruit pie.
Synthetic-y.
Like a fruit crumble.
So, yeah. I'm excited. I've had this loads and I'm excited, but...
That's less tart than I was expected and very smooth.
So it's smooth. You get an... There's not much of a sort of hop there at all.
No.
It is... This is a beer that I would sort of say to somebody that I don't like beer brigade. This is sort of the sort of beer I might try them on if you're liking cider and things like that.
Yeah.
If you like white wine.
I'm actually very surprised because other beers of this style tend to be a little bit more tart, and this isn't. This is really,
it's
really
been,
easy.
It's been like, because if I remember rightly, it'll have been blended with old and new and things like that. And it's. I was very, very surprised when I've seen it on the supermarket, on the Tesco's order thing, because I've been getting it ordered in. And I bought one and I got a little bit excited about it. And I was like, oh, it's going to be shite. And then I drank it and it was just pleasant.
You know what else there is behind it? There's an ever so slight medicinal herbal finish. So that kind of herby finish that you get with, you know, like Jägermeister.
Yeah.
And it's ever so subtle at the end of the mouth. And it works really well. It tastes very natural.
Like,
so when you drink it, it doesn't feel synthetic or anything like that. It feels like you're drinking something that you should be drinking.
Like, when you think about Funk Punk, that's a naturally fermented version of punk. Mm-hmm. That's £5 a bottle, if I remember rightly. And that would be like my treat beer, where I haven't got any beers in, but I want something that's a treat from the supermarket. And I think this for the £2
is probably going to top that
for the £2 price difference is very, and it's a real deal. It's from Belgium. It's probably a big mass-produced brewery over there or something. I'm trying to find out what the actual brewery was.
So the brewery is Castile. So they do a lot of their Belgian drinks over there. And that, and they are relatively large. I don't know if they're huge. You probably know brewery sizes bigger. But I know Castile do quite a few
Belgian beers. Just having more sort of Belgian beers. And to be honest, in the two shows we do, have quite a few coming up of different varieties. But yeah, it's just a fantastic beer that I get from a supermarket. And that just really gives me the old beer horn.
The old beer horn.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something different because I'd already said that, but I thought...
I like that.
Beer stiffy was a bit...
Beer stiffy?
Was maybe a little bit too sort of graphic of imaginations.
Beer stiffies. I hope you don't get a beer stiffy when we're out.
No, normally it has the other effect and gives us the droop.
So the beer droop. Why, are you trying to get it up while we're out?
Well, maybe it's when I get home.
Well, you bastard. Somebody went like that as though it was like some sort of sexual kind of...
There's a fly coming along, so I was like batting the fly away. It wasn't like I didn't realise there was a live show on. I'm starting to come on to you and be like, we'll have that fly. We'll do that after the show once we're drunk. I'll show you my elephant impression as well.
Nah, you're fine. I'd much rather see your IMAX.
So, yeah, I think as a supermarket buy, even if that was in a bottle shop at the price point, I'd probably just shove a couple in the old basket.
I mean, for £3, that's not a bad price at all, either.
No, not at all. So, but what we'll do is we will... play what we have called a ditty, and then we'll get on to beer number 4. Beer number... We don't even have 4 beers. Beer number 3.
How much have you drank?
You didn't notice.
I mean, I wasn't going to point it out and make you look like that much of an idiot.
This is a shambles, and I've only had...
Not until, like, later on, when you'd be like, and this is beer number 7. I'd be like, Phil, we don't have 7
beers. It's not as even if I'm on the second show where I'm claiming it's, like, a third or a second beer.
Exactly.
So we're on to...
Do we have another name for Diddy?
No.
I just feel like we say Diddy all the time, and...
That is something that we should say, that we have got, please, if you're watching and enjoying the show, comment, and we'll do a mention, like, with, I don't know, some DJs on a morning.
DJs on a morning?
Doing a shout-out.
Like a shit version of Live and Kick It.
Yeah. But we're not going to have people phoning in like they do on the bloody telly going, I'm going to visit me granny. I don't give a shit. Anyway. Beer number 3.
4. So this is Saint Fulian. Again, it's foreign, and it just says Saison. It is 6.2%, 6.5%, if that's right, yeah, in a 330 ml bottle.
I like how you doubt my existence.
Well, I couldn't see it on the front, and I was like, last time he stole information from a website, and it was completely wrong.
This week, Phil has learnt.
Did you double check your sources?
Yeah.
So this one's really fizzy. Like, I've opened it and it's very, very fizzy. But it's not fizzed over yet. They're quite big bubbles. Where's this from? Belgium again. Yeah. It's a Belgian farmhouse ale.
So sort of a saison's going to be a Belgian or quite often it's called a French farmhouse ale. I think...
Well, the Belgians aren't going to call it French if it's from Belgium.
They do. If they do a shit one, they might want to call it a French one.
Are you getting a lot of malt?
So I'm getting like that typical malty lager sort of... So, beer geekery, do you know why it's called a farmhouse ale?
Because it's made on a farm.
Yeah, so...
And it's in the house on a farm.
So, just to be like me, beer geekery, it was what would have happened back in the oldie days. The labourers on the farm would make this beer on the sort of the permanent staff would make it on the off seasons. And then they would like pay the workers in it. So when you were working on the hot farm in French land.
In France,
France land, you would then drink this for, you know, with your croissants and your brie and smoking your fag and garlic round.
Again, fag is quite a regional term. Some people might think that they're smoking homosexuals.
Yeah, but I don't know what the French is. Le smoke or whatever they call.
Le cigarette. I don't know.
Le smoke or whatever. If you can speak French and you know what a cigarette is, put it in the comments below and then we'll...
I mean, if it turns out it's fag, I'm going to have to apologise. No, it's very nice. I mean, I feel that could be a completely made-up story that one farm did somewhere. And they're like, we make beer, so we call it a farmhouse ale.
Ah, but what's the makeup? Is it I'm making it up? They've made it up.
Donald Trump probably made it up.
No, it's got too much sense.
Got history changed.
So it tastes like a classic saison in that it's got a little bit of peppery spice to it. You have like that traditional lagery tastes.
Like, it's easy to drink. It's
nice one to go.
I don't think any of the flavors stand out significantly.
You get a slight like clove in there and things like that.
Do you eat cloves? Like, I've never had a clove to go, that's what a clove tastes like.
Have you ever had like bad teeth and you've like had to put clove oil on?
No.
Oh, that's fantastic. If you've got toothache, you put like clove oil on. If you haven't got that, munch down on a like a little clove seed or whatever it's called. And like it'll numb you.
I don't eat seeds, I'm not a bird.
It'll like numb your entire face. It's great. Next time you're in, I'll make you chew on one. Once lockdown's over, I'll make you chew on a bit of stuff to make you not able to feel anything.
That sounds a little bit dangerous.
Why am I getting the vibes of a show 2 on a show 1?
I don't know. Have you been drinking all day?
No, I've had one beer before that.
You've had one beer beforehand and that's it?
I think lockdown sort of took its toll.
I think I might have to take this off for show number 2 because I'm getting really warm.
It is hot. I think it's the world burning up.
Yeah, trying to burn coronavirus off.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, is that how we get round it? What we need to do is up the global warming, just all start burning a tyre.
Yeah, I'll do my bit. I'll burn 4 tyres.
Yeah.
I'll come and take them off your van.
No, I'll just start my van up and that'll...
So this getting back to this beer, like, I don't know if I'd, like, it's nice, it's tasty, it's drinkable. I don't know if I'd suggest it. Like, in a supermarket for something different,
is that it's
probably a good example of the beer. But would I turn around and go, if you want something different in a supermarket? Well,
can I put a different? Can I put a different scenario? You're ordering a curry. You tonight you're ordering a curry. You go to the supermarket and that's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saisons are a fantastic...
That's your curry beer?
Saisons are a fantastic, versatile beer that goes with lots and lots of different meals because you have that dryness of, like, the lager that goes with a lot of stuff, but then you have that, like, little bit of spice. Honestly, next time you have a curry, pick up a Saison.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's just, like, a so really good...
So you heard it from Formal Shark, from Phil. If you want something with food, if you want to be with food, go for this Saison.
There's just quite a few different foods that it really just goes nice with. It's quite...
Basically everything.
Not everything, but it just goes well with quite a lot of foods. To me, the last beer's like that as well. Because of it, the sourness of it cuts through quite a few different...
Yeah, I think the other beer is probably a little bit more selective with your food. I don't think it would necessarily go so well with the curry.
It wouldn't go well with the curry, but would maybe a lot more with lamb. But yeah. Curry.
Now, the question is, I mean, it's £2.50. I think, yeah, that price, definitely picking up with a curry. It's going to be better than whatever else the supermarkets are suggesting at probably the same price.
Yeah.
You know, you see them on, like, the meal deals and stuff where they've got Moretti with steak and what have you in the fridges or Cobra with the curries. No, I think this is probably the better choice. So you can have a curry and a steak and still...
See, I have the problem with their meal deals, because always for two, so it means I've got to eat like a right fat bastard.
I mean, you could just find somebody else to eat with. Ask any random person on the street.
What, good?
If you're in the supermarket and you're looking at it, and there's somebody else that's on their own looking at it, just go, do you want to go halfies on one and see what they say?
Yeah, but you don't know instantly. You don't know at the supermarket if somebody's... Just because they're by themselves... If they're by themselves in life.
Yeah, but if they're single, they might say yes.
So what
if
I've got to look for
they'll just be like, nah, mate, and they'll just think you're a bit weird.
If people,
I think it'd be an interesting, come on.
If people look like they could never, ever pull anybody. So basically, I've just got to go for people that's like me. But I want to
anybody on their own in a supermarket, try it.
So there's some little old granny coming down, I go...
Do you want to go halfies?
Do you want to go halfies? Why not? But you can't really go halfies on it because then you've got to like split a bloody kef or a lasagna.
Well, that's fine. Invite her around. Have a nice meal. She can pay for half. You'll cook for it, which is doing her a service.
So why would I want strangers in my house?
Because you don't want to eat a meal deal for two on your own.
But then I didn't just invite you around.
I'm sorry, I'm busy that day.
Anyway, we've gone well off the beer, so what I'll do is I'll play a ditty and we'll go into the outro. So I've had three really good supermarket beers.
Was it three or was it four?
It was three, it was definitely three. We started off with the Northern Monk New World. That was very pleasant, definitely... A buy. We then went on to this one that... Oh, no.
No, not that one.
We went on to this one.
This one.
Which one's that one, Adam?
Bobby? It is St. Louis, the premium
Goo-goo, something like that. Then we went on to the Saison.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because it just feels like a word that you should say with a bit, like, emphasis. This is my safe word.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's not my safe word.
Saison!
Like, that could be mistaken for all sorts. So which one was your
favourite? Actually, if you say Saison loud enough on a bus, then everybody around you will think you've got corona and will leave you alone.
What, if you just go, Saison?
No, if you go, Saison!
Well, if you say it like that, then sure. Yeah. But if you say anything like that, it's going to think...
Dave, that just makes you look like you've got Tourette's. But Saison has the right tone.
If you say so.
Does.
I mean, anybody's going to think you've got coronavirus if you start going on buses. I've not seen you on a bus in years. You'll just be doing a Cummins and being like, right, I'm going to spread it.
It wasn't, it was...
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Got to make sure I put that in there.
I don't think you have to now. I think everybody's just like...
Has he turned around and said he did do it, though?
Well, he said he did it, but he's not sorry, basically.
So he did then, so I don't need the allegedly.
Yeah. He's bald as well, isn't he, like me? Or am I just making that up? So basically, his press conference was basically, everybody out there were fucking plebs. And I don't care what yous think. I went up to Durham to the vast mass of estate that my parents own or his wife's parents own. I wasn't paying that much attention. And then I went to Barney Castle cause to see if a blind man can drive.
I mean, at least if he'd crashed into anybody between Durham and Barnard Castle, it wouldn't have been a loss. I mean, have you seen the places?
Are you saying it like the Southerners do? Barnard Castle.
Barney Castle?
It's Barnard Castle.
But, I mean, we've been round there. It's all a bit meh.
Well, they weren't going to go
in. It's not the sort of place I'd go to test my eyes as well. Be like, maybe I'll just stand at the end of the street and try and read that sign.
Yeah.
That would be the logical way. It'll all come out one day that he went to see his mistress or some sort of...
Yeah. Well, no, I think he was taking his wife out for... He was taking his wife out for a drive for her birthday.
Or maybe they were dogging.
Well, they had a child in. That would... I think he'd allegedly have to...
Fine,
that
just put a tea towel over his head. Goes to sleep. It's like
I hope you never have children.
The tea towel's over there, not make them go to sleep.
On that note...
we've not rounded up the beers. Which beer was best?
I don't... I would have to say...
I think this, that one.
Yeah, by... Just on purely of actually... The other ones were good beers. It really impressed us.
That one, I think, is a bit different for its style.
For like a supermarket, yeah, definitely. So, if you want to get different beers that aren't supermarket beers, you could support us by going on these links that are on the screen now.
Have you put them on the screen? So, is Flavourly and Beer 52.
Yeah. So, Flavourly, with that link, you get £5 off. With Beer 52, you get 50% off your first order. Beer 52, I know, is a little bit harder to... They say you've got to ring them, but you can just add his faith... Facebook them or tweet them.
It's probably worth it for 50% off. Are they expensive?
I think it's like 25 quid for a box of beer. I think you get about 8 beers. So
50%, that's pretty good. You're getting a couple of beers for...
Like, we're not guaranteeing these are the best deals. So if you do want to go on them, I'll go on the internet and proper search. Because sometimes they do them like where it's free. Free and you've just got to pay a postage or you pay a pound. There's all sorts of like good deals, especially with them too. So I would look for the best deal. I'm going to be honest with you. But if you do to do them, I get a bit kickback and I get like some basically money off other drinks.
Have you got much money off other drinks?
Well, I don't know if somebody's thingy because I've got £10 off my next order because I went to cancel it. So I don't know if they just give us £10 off to keep us.
Or if somebody signed up.
Yeah, because that's always a good...
Because I feel that you get the benefits of this sign-up scheme, and I do not.
No,
if you're
you don't.
Getting free beer.
You do, because it keeps me in beer, and thus lively. And you can also, if you want, you can just go to formalshark.co.uk and donate if you like this. That does go to both of us in terms of it stays in an account till we need to buy something.
Yeah, like so the donate's quite good. It helps the whole of Formal Shark.
Yes.
not just Phil's beer habits.
Yeah, but you've got to remember, if my beer habit is kept up, then it means that I don't have to ask you to buy as many rounds because I've got more money in the bank account.
I suppose that, and then you get to share your nice beers with us as well.
Yeah, because I'm sure if I knew I'd got a kickback, I'd give you some beers. Anyway, I'll give you a free beer with this lot of beers today.
Yeah, it was good.
I didn't charge for that.
Right, so what about our social links? Are you going to put that up on the page?
So, the social links, we have formalshark.co.uk, that's our website, that one day we'll get our updated website up. We've got facebook.com/formalshark, that I would assume you know about because you're on the live stream and that's where that's at. On the old Twitter, it is letsdrink_FS. That's really good because I do retweet things from like interesting breweries and things like that.
And we're on YouTube. Just search Formal Shark on YouTube, and it's the one with videos of us on and not something else.
Yeah, and we should have all these videos on. The first one's on, but the last show's not on yet because I haven't edited up yet.
No, technical problems.
Technical problems, yes.
On something else. Technical problems.
Yes. So on that note, should we say tatty bye to this show?
Yeah, because I want to get briefly changed because I'm hot.
And I really need a piss. So we'll see you next show. You've been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, edited by Phil, and it's a Formal Shark production. If you like Let's Drink, why not check out our other podcast, Let's Chat with a Dyslexic, where me and my best mate Adam have an honest conversation about my dyslexia. Head to formalshark.co.uk or find it on your favourite podcast app.